Back in the late 90s, Fabio Affont was one of the first officers in New York to join the newly formed State Police Computer Crime Unit. These days, the retired lieutenant is sharing what he's learned about cybercrime with graduate students at the University at Albany.
Today, the rest of the day is going to be the test. As I mentioned before, it's 40 questions, multiple choice.
Affont's teaching a course called Introduction to Digital Forensics, and his class of Russian and American students is the first group to go through the school's new graduate certificate program in information security, also known as cybersecurity. Affont has testified in dozens of state and federal court cases over the years.
It's very difficult to cover your digital fingerprint.
That's why as more of our lives move online, the field of cybersecurity is becoming increasingly important, not only to the police, but also to governments and businesses. Even among experts, no one knows for sure how much cybercrime has already cost the public and private sectors. It's one of the reasons Daniel Smith signed up for the courses. He graduated from UAlbany with an MBA in the spring and hopes that spending the summer getting this graduate certificate will help him land a job.
I think it's a really important field right now. It's growing fast and there's a high demand and not that many people trained in it, so I think it would be a good opportunity for me.
Smith admits he also signed up so he could visit Russia. It's a country known to many Americans as the home of some of the most sophisticated hackers and cyber criminals on the planet. But Smith was there to study with a group of other American and Russian graduate students at the Bauman Moscow State Technical Institute. The school has a long-standing relationship with UAlbany that predates the Cold War.
Been to the Kremlin and the Red Square. Probably my favorite part of the trip was actually St. Petersburg.
The students returned to New York in July for the remainder of the classes. UAlbany professor Sanjay Goyal is a cybersecurity expert, and he designed the cross-cultural curriculum.
Part of the reason why we want to do that is to improve the understanding of issues between the two countries better, because security is a very sensitive area. Crime gets committed in one area and the victims are in a different area.
Cybercrimes can be tough to track and prosecute because they happen in a virtual world with no regard for long-established geopolitical boundaries and international laws. Goyal consults with governments about how to handle cyber threats, but he also says regular people need to be careful too as we share more and more of our personal information online through commerce, communication, and social media.
You need to be very cognizant of the fact that crimes can happen and they can happen to anyone.
Goyal is also helping to launch an even more ambitious program in the near future. In 2014, UAlbany will become the first SUNY school to offer a complete undergraduate degree in the field of digital forensics.
The need for security is growing so fast, and every organization needs people who can do security.
Goyal says that after this first group of students finishes, he plans to recruit state government workers to sign up for courses to hone their cybersecurity skills. In Albany, I'm Marie Cusick.